Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry I was a few minutes late. I'm trying to sign a realty sales agreement, and it didn't want to work. So my address still isn't on it, but I got it signed and sent back to the realtor. So, you know, she can fill in the address. She knows what it is. But anyway, I looked down, and I had 1 minute left, and I knew that wasn't going to work. But, hey, I got here as soon as I could. Sorry I was late. But, you know, hey, we got some great music. We'll make up for it. It's okay. You know, guys, we're going to have mostly 50s and 60s songs today. There are a few 70s in there because they were kind of like right on the line between 69 and 70. And you just kind of go with the flow. You know, you just go with the flow. Don't worry about it. And I think there's one that Elvis did in concert in 1970 that he actually released prior to that. So whatever it is, it's all good music, and it's not like it's 1983 or anything, you know. So, we're okay. We'll live through it, and it'll be fine. Nobody can have a heart attack. Nobody can have a stroke. It's just going to be fine. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to start this out with one I didn't get to play last week. And it's Ral Donner. And he did a lot of demos for Elvis. And this is one called Girl of My Best Friend.
The way she walks, the way she talks, how long can I pretend? Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my best friend. Her lovely hair, her skin so fair, this could go on, never end. Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my arms, but then what if she got real mad and told him so? I could never face either one again. The way they kiss, their happiness, will my aching heart ever mend? Oh, will I always be in love with the girl of my best friend? Please make it end. Oh, let it end.
Yeah, he did a good job. He always did do a good job. You know, he never submitted anything that was weird. He always did a good job. Okay, this next one was written by Mac Davis, and he also asked Sammy Davis Jr. to do it, but Sammy turned it down. So we're always saying that Mac Davis wrote this for Elvis. I think Elvis was his preferred artist. He just didn't say so. But that's okay. Maybe he did say so. Hey, you know what? Anyway, he did end up recording it himself as well later. So this is Mac Davis doing In the Ghetto.
I'm going to do a song that I wrote that was a really big hit, and it was the first really big hit I'd ever had. I owe a lot to the song. Goes like this. As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a hand, but he'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see, or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Oh, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to hide in the ghetto. And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child was born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.
Yes, Matt Davis wrote that song, and asked Elvis to do it. Elvis did it. Not only was it a hit for Elvis, but when Matt Davis did it, it was really popular as well. So, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. missed out on that one. He just, the boat sailed without him. It just, bye, and off it went. So that, I wonder if he ever actually really regretted that or not. That would be interesting to know. Huh. Oh, well, too late to ask him. So I guess I'll have to let it run. Okay. Here's what I always love to hear Elvis sing a cappella, because even a cappella, he was always on pitch. He never blew it. I think he probably made more pitch mistakes with the music going than he ever did a cappella. It was like he could hear himself better without the music interfering, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
He was so good, it didn't matter. Music, no music, it didn't matter. But I love to hear him sing a cappella because there isn't any interference with the tone or the notes or the feeling of it. You just hear him. So here's an unusual one to hear a cappella, but it's good. Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hot, baby, fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss us, fever with thy flame. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When daddy tried to kill him. She said, daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you listen to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we give you fever. When we kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
There we go. Wasn't that just beautiful? I think that was perfect. That was perfect. I could use a little fever right now. Oh, well. Such as it is. Okay. Everybody knows. I was wondering if that was just going to slide on by like a cow on ice, you know. Shoo, there it goes. Okay. We all know about Johnny Cash. We know that he was with us for a good long while, and he just kept recording. He sang the day before he died. You know, what was it? 2 days before he died or the day before he died, something like that, he recorded a song. That's not the song I'm going to play, but, you know, that's okay. The dude was there right up until the end. I think that is fantastic. What a beautiful example for all of us, you know, because there are so many times in life when we just want to toss in the towel and give it up. It just gets to be too much of a hassle. It gets to be too much trouble. But you look at somebody like Johnny Cash with all of the things he had happen to him in his life, and he never did give up. Right up until he died, he was recording and singing. Uh-huh. It was his life, you know. So that's Johnny Cash. That's my take on Johnny Cash. We have something John sent today from Tommy Cash, one of Johnny's brothers. And he sounds a bit like him, too. This is a song called My Brother Johnny.
A poor boy born in Arkansas to Ray and Carrie Cash. Of seven kids, a strapping lad with cotton farmer hands. Small towns couldn't hold him, he was destined to grow fast. When J.R. joined the service, the world met Johnny Cash. A lanky man with an old guitar hit Memphis, Tennessee. With two musicians by his side, Sun Records soon would see. They had guided this train to glory, not a straight or easy path. Both good and bad bestowed the life of rebel Johnny Cash. Sane, a sinner, a man of God, a friend to all he knew. Evangelists and hypocrites, the poor and convicts too. A man of honor, a man of words, a man of black, not flat. Father, son, and husband, legend Johnny Cash. Success can rob a soul of caring and desire. At times depression took him low when pills couldn't take him higher. But God gave him the will to live and a soulmate throughout life. And the night we lost June Carter, my brother lost his wife. A higher plane awaits us all, the highwaymen call home. God has his way of bringing back his children to the fold. Time takes its toll on every soul, all futures lead to past. And the day we lost my brother, the world lost Johnny Cash. Saint, a sinner, a man of God, a friend to all he knew. Evangelists and hypocrites, the poor and convicts too. Man of honor, a man of words, a man of black, not flesh. Father, son, and husband, my brother Johnny Cash. Father, son, and husband, my brother Johnny Cash.
Says you may have noticed a similarity in the voice. That is Johnny Cash's brother, Tommy Cash. And there were seven kids in that family. And you can imagine that most of them could sing. You know, gather around the piano top singing. I don't know if anybody else made recordings or not, but, you know, Tommy has, there's a cover of an album posted with this song. So. Yeah. You know, he did something anyway. I'm surprised we didn't hear more of him. But, hey, you know, it rolls downhill. Okay. All right. Now, you guys remember what they call the day the music died, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's when the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly and Richie Valens all went down, and there wasn't nothing left of that plane. Saw pictures of it. It was in little bitty pieces. There was no big pieces left of that plane. It was sad. It's very sad. Be afraid of small planes. That's my advice on that one. They have improved since then, but it wasn't the plane's fault. It was the weather. So. There you go. So what I'm going to do, so that they call that the day the music died. And if you've listened to that song that we popularly call American Pie, that's about the day the music died. Okay. And that being said, I'm not playing any of that. That's called Lead Me All On, and you just following me right along like a bull with his nose ring. Anyway, here is one of the people that was in that plane, Richie Valens. He was only 17. He was just starting his career, and he skyrocketed when he started. It took off like a rocket, and then he was gone. Just like that. So here is a song by Richie Valens that John sent me this morning called Come On, Let's Go.
Well, now swing me all the way down there. Come on.
He would have been a skyrocket. It would have been fantastic. But we lost him. If you ever get a chance to see that movie, La Bamba, watch that movie. Yeah. All right. Elvis. We got to have Elvis another time. Not just one more time, but another time. Okay. So this is live in Las Vegas in 1970. And you know he recorded it before that. But this is him doing it live, One Night With You.
Remember? Would make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Always lived very quite lame. I ain't never. Now I know that very quite lame has been too lonely too long. Here one night with you is what I'm not praying for you today. Too good plan wouldn't make my dreams come true. Yeah.
We start doing those, man. We'll be up here all night.
Be all right with me. Okay, I'd sit there all night and listen to them. Be fine. Who needs sleep? Sleep is overrated. Take my word for it. Oh, yeah. You get a whole lot more done if you don't spend all your time sleeping. Sleep in the morning. There you go. Go to sleep at 6 or 7 a.m. and sleep until noon. Well, 10 a.m. if you got stuff to do. Okay. That's how I roll. Of course, I usually sleep between midnight and 2 a.m. Okay, I don't sleep. I cat nap. Admit it. I'll just admit it. Admit it and be done with it. I don't know what a solid 8 hours sleep is anymore. I forgot. It's been too long. That's okay. I evidently don't need it because my body don't do it, so I must be fine. So that's all right. Okay, here's another one that John sent me today, and we've got some good music, guys. We really do. I got some boogie and some rock, some 50s rock, and it's just, yoo-hoo, oh, yeah, there you go. Jean Vincent, She, Little Sheila.
With your hair so long and brown, well, you never, never know what my Sheila's putting down. Well, Clark said you're the best looking girl on his big band stand. I know it's true and I dare you're true, and honey, I'm your man. Well, you never, never know what my Sheila's
Chairs getting a workout today. You betcha. I love it. I totally love it. This music is just so awesome. You know, it's that's the only word I got right now. It's awesome. It is so much fun. And if you're not having fun, then you need to just crawl in bed and go back to sleep, because this is fun. All right, Roy Orbison. Oobie doobie.
Hey baby, jump over here when you do the oobie doobie. I'm just trying to be near oobie doobie. Oobie doobie, 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 doobie doobie. When you wiggle to the left, you wiggle to the right, you do the oobie doobie with all your might. Oobie doobie.
That's what they called them. Find something new and run with it. There you go. Just don't trip over the roots in the path. Because that hurts. Take my word for it. You do a face plant. Boom. And that hurts. Yeah. I'm still replacing teeth from that. Don't do that. Just don't. Make sure you step over those roots and don't trip on a rock or step in a hole. Okay? You got to watch where you're going, but you can run down that path. It's okay. Go ahead. Try new things. What can I tell you? You might get kicked in the teeth, but hey, have fun in the meantime, right? Okay, the mind benders. Now this, we're going to the 60s for sure here, guys. The mind benders, groovy kind of love. Nobody ever defined it, but everybody knew what it meant. That's a 60s thing. What can I tell you? It's a 60s thing. Okay. Here's a John Denver song that John sent me this morning. The Flower That Shattered the Stone. And I'd never heard it before. But listen to it. It's kind of cool.
Our Father above us, whose sigh is the wind, paint us a rainbow without any end. As the river runs freely, the mountain does rise, let me touch with my fingers, see with my eyes, in the hearts of the children. Like a bright star in heaven that lights our way home, like the flower that shattered the stone. Sparrows find freedom beholding the sun in the infinite beauty. We're all joined in one. I reach out before me and look to the sky. Did I hear someone whisper? Did something pass by? As the river runs freely, the mountain does rise. Let me touch with my fingers, see with my eyes. lies in the hearts of the children of pure love still grows. Like a bright star in heaven that lights our way home, like the flower that shatters. Like a bright star in heaven that lights our way home, like the flowers that shatter the stone.
Very nice. Very nice. And think about it. The flower that shattered the stone. That's pretty awesome when you stop and think about it. And see, you think about, okay, you've got this solid rock cliff or hill or what, slope. Okay, slope works. And there's a tree growing out of it. There's no dirt, but there's a tree growing out of this rock, this bedrock. And stop and think how that happened. Where those roots just kind of make their own little fissures in the rock. Solid rock, solid bedrock, but the roots, these delicate little white hair-like roots, make their way through this rock and gather the minerals and things out of the rock, and the water that falls down next to the trunk of this tree and down and through the rock and disperses so that the roots can gather it up. That's how a flower can shatter a stone. Same thing. Same thing. It's actually quite a phenomenal occurrence when you stop and think about it. The things that God can accomplish like that. You know, only God can make that happen. A man couldn't do that. Man could not make that happen. But this little tree that God made sends out these little white hair roots through solid rock and lives. I think it's amazing. Think about it for a minute. Just you're going to find that totally mind-boggling. It's fantastic. I just, that's what that song made me think of. Hey, guys, enjoy this.
Do that to me one more time. Once is never enough. With a man like you, do that to me one more time. I can never get enough of a man like you. with a man like you. Do that to me one more time. I can never get enough of a man like you.
I'd sneak that in there just because, you know, every once in a while, just gotta do something nobody's expecting, right? Just sometimes. Okay. Now we're gonna have a little more Elvis, early Elvis, and I know you guys don't like that, but you know, I'm gonna do that. How about the first stage appearance? Shake, Rattle, and Roll from 1956.
Stage show!
Mr. Elvis Presley.
Well, get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, I'll roll my breakfast cause I'm a hungry man. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. Cause the heart faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle, and roll. 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 The way you want to do it right, just leave your doggone soul. I'm like a Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. Well, I said flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. I said flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye.
An amazing thing happens from the very moment people lay eyes on you. And it isn't just the music. It's the clothes, the sideburns, and duck tail. And he doesn't just look different. He looks dangerous.
Yeah, he looks dangerous. Well, back then, you know, it was... They didn't quite know how to take him back then. And adults were afraid of him. I don't know why, but, you know, they were. They just didn't understand. Every generation, I've figured it out, every generation never understands the next generation's music or the people that play it and sing it. My mama didn't understand our music. She just didn't object too much. I didn't understand my kid's music. He wasn't home for me to object. He was elsewhere, so I didn't have to deal with it. But, oh, my word. Sometimes, it just, it, and of course, my grandmother had objections to my mama's generation's music. It happens every generation because it changes. Music is always changing. And quite often, the people that come from the previous generation don't get it. And can you imagine, okay, big band era, 1940s, big band era. How did they feel when the 1950s rock and roll from 55 to 60 hit them in the face? I can imagine they were pretty confused, actually. I mean, well, look at the stirs that Elvis caused. They didn't understand. They didn't understand, and they wouldn't listen to the kids who could have explained it. It's like open your mind, open your eyes, calm your heart and calm your fears, and just listen. You'll get it. You'll get it. It won't be that difficult. But, oh well, it happens every generation. It just, I'm curious to see, what, no, honey, you're right, rap is not music. That doesn't count. They talk their lyrics. That's not music. Sorry, that doesn't quite cut it. Okay, well, there's an example. I don't understand rap, but I don't like it. That's just how it is. And I'm not going to try. So, you know, I'm part of that whole circle. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because that's just how it is. All right, now, I grew up with the old country, music. I'm sure a lot of you probably did. And then the 50s kind of snuck in, and Mama was open to that. Mama was young enough. She was 17 when I was born, so Mama was young enough to embrace that stuff. She liked Elvis Presley. I don't remember ever hearing it played in our house, but we didn't have a record player at that point in time. We didn't have a record player until I was like 11, 12, something like that. So Mama never played Elvis Presley, but I found out later when I was a teenager that she liked him. She thought he was awesome. Oh, wicked cool, you know. But she had country on the radio most of the time, but every once in a while, it would flip over to that rock and roll where you could bebop to it, or you could jitterbug, or you could, you know, just the fun stuff. Mama liked that stuff too, so it wasn't too difficult to get her to swing into the 60s as well. And I don't remember her ever objecting about our music. I don't. I think she enjoyed all of it because she had music in her soul just like, well, we inherited it. Okay, we inherited it. I'm very thankful for that. I didn't have to deal with a lot of stuff that some of my friends dealt with. And Mama, I love you. I know you can't hear me. You don't have a computer, but I love you. And I appreciate everything you did when I was growing up and everything you didn't do when I was growing up. You're awesome, Mama. You're awesome. So here we go with Conway Twitty. I may never get to heaven. You know, there was another singer that wasn't too shabby. Conway Twitty could make you feel it. He had some songs, I tell you. Yeah. He was good. He was good. We lost another treasure when he passed. And he's been gone quite a long time, but he's still remembered. He still played. The good ones never go away. The great ones never go away. Their music stays around. It gets played forever, and that's how it ought to be, because good music never changes. It's always good music. So we'll have Conway for quite some time. And he's probably looking down laughing at us. I mean, you know, that's just how he was. He probably thinks we're hilarious. So, anyway, here is Billy Joel Royal doing Down in the Boondocks.
Down in the boondocks.
Fourth grade when I heard that song. I had never heard it before in my life because, of course, we always had country music on at our house. But I was in the car with my best friend, and we always palled around together. We always did stupid stuff together. And I really liked her because she didn't put on airs. She wasn't one of those high mucky muck girls, you know what I mean? She was really down to earth. Her family was poor, just like mine, so we had a lot in common. And we did a lot of stuff together. I tell you, she had some interesting parties at her house. There was never any booze or drugs or anything. We just had a whole lot of fun, and it was always mixed. You know, not just girls. It was always mixed. And not just boys our age either. It got fun. It was fun. There was nothing hinky or anything going on. There was none of that stuff. Everybody was very respectful. But I remembered such fun we had. And her parents were always there. But they watched TV in their room and let us have the kitchen and the living room and all that. So I remember those times. I miss those times. I wonder what she's doing. Her name was Alberta. I'd never known anybody else with that name. But and she was very, very pretty. She really was. She just didn't act like it. She didn't know she was pretty. And that was quite nice to be friends with. You know what I mean? You didn't have to one-up her all the time. That was good. That was good. We were on the same wavelength. That's what that song reminds me of. It brings back that memory of my friend Alberta. So, hey, you know, guys, that's what music does to you. It gets into your bones. It gets into your mind. And it just gets attached to different memories. And it's usually good ones. Music is good. Okay? So, speaking of that, here's something from the 1950s. Exactly what year, I don't know, and I didn't take the time to look it up. But hey, here we go with Elvis doing Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. There was a motivating over the hill. I saw Maybelline in a Coupe de Ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road. Nothing I run my V8-4. Cadillac doing about 95. Moving bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. Cadillac moved to 104. My Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. It done got cloudy and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that it's doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. Hit it! Why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. The motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac settled like a ton of lead, 110 and a half a mile of heat. Cadillac looked like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. You know, I started back doing the things you used to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. And Elvis had a cook whose name was Alberta. And they teased her. They called her Alberta V05. But, you know, actually, the shampoo was Alberto V05. But what the heck? There's not that much difference. It works. Nobody's gonna catch you on it or say anything about it, except me. I apologize for being so nitpicky. I'm a Libra. What do you expect? Anyway, hey, the Detours. John sent this one. I love it. I love it. The Detours. My baby don't rock. She rolls. She don't rock.
Well, my daddy ain't got no rocking shoes. Well, my daddy ain't got no rocking shoes. Well, my daddy ain't got no rocking shoes. Well, my daddy just sits there, sings the blues. Well, my mama loves to rock. My mama loves to roll. My mama loves to rock. Yeah, my mama loves to roll. Well, my mama
Got a lot more of it, but in the meantime, it's time for a breather. The Beatles is going to give us a breather, if you can believe that. Norwegian Wood. I've always loved this song ever since I found the 45 in the basement. I love this song, Norwegian Wood. Love that. I think that was the first time I had ever heard a sitar on a recording. I mean, I'd seen them on TV before, so I knew what it was. I knew what it sounded like. I knew where it came from. I have no, absolutely less than zero clue how to play one, but I love listening to it. I love the sound, you know. And that was the first time I ever heard a sitar on a recording. And I played that record over and over and over again until I knew it by heart without trying, just because I wanted to hear the sitar. It was great. It was great. I wonder what ever happened to that record. I might still have it. Come to think of it, I might still, if I remember to take it with me when I left. But that would be cool if I still had that. It was a 45, one of them with the big center that you had to have that special, it was usually yellow or red, that special adapter that you put on the spindle of your record player, and then put the 45 down over that. Those were cool. Oh, the good old days. Depending upon your outlook, of course. Okay, that was some of the good stuff that was happening in those days. Not everything was good, but that was good. All right, here's Paul Bailey. John sent me this one this morning as well. This video is a line dance. Okay, of course, I can't play you the video, but that's okay. Here is the song by Paul Bailey called The Music Man.
When the DJ played an old familiar song, then I'd pick up my guitar and sing along. So clap your hands, I am the music man. And I'm gonna play for you the best I can. There's nowhere on this earth that I would rather be than on this stage and hear you singing back. Copenhagen, Amsterdam, wherever I may roam, I'm never more at home than when I play for you. I am the music man. I'm never gonna be a star on a TV show, have a big old fancy house with lots of dough, but as long as I've got music in my veins, then I'll do my best to keep you entertained. So clap your hands, I am the music man. And I'm gonna play for you the best I can. There's nowhere on this earth that I would rather be than on this stage and hear you singing back to me. So clap your hands. Copenhagen, Amsterdam, wherever I may roam, I'm never more at home than when I play for you. I am the music man. When the crowd's gone and the folks start getting cute, well, it's time for me to bid you all adieu. And to special friends we've lost along the way, we'll share the memories as we let the music play. So clap your hands, I am the music man. I'm gonna play for you the best I can. There's nowhere on this earth that I would rather be than on this stage and hear you singing back to me. So clap your hands. Copenhagen, Amsterdam, wherever I may roam, I'm never more at home than when I play for you. I am the music man. So clap your hands, I am the music man. In New York, Copenhagen,
now you got your accordion fix for the day. I don't know. Sometimes an accordion is really cool. Sometimes it sounds really stupid. But, you know, with this one, it's awesome. I liked it. All right, time for another Elvis a cappella. And I know you guys are just going to hate it, but that's I want it, so there you go. John sent this to me this morning, and it's a cappella version of I Really Don't Want to Know.
Oh, how many arms have held you and hated to let you go? How many, oh, how many, I wonder.
But I really don't want to know. Oh, how many lips have kissed you and said that your soul glows? Yeah. How many? Oh, how many? I wonder. Yes, I do. But I really don't want to know.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to find one that John sent me this morning, and I'm just hoping I didn't pull my favorite trick and not get it uploaded into the computer. I didn't. Here it is. Yay! Okay. I just had to enter the name of the group instead of the name of the song. I don't know. I don't run Blog Talk. What can I tell you? They're just stupid. That, you know, that's how it goes. Anyway, here is the Mavericks with a song called Loving You.
Beside me,
no matter what connotation you put on the word Mavericks. Mavericks are good. Yeah. Think about that one. Okay. Dave Edmonds. John sent this to me this morning. I hear you knocking. That John sent me this morning is Mark Bolan. Do you guys remember the name? He was from T-Rex. And this is We Love to Boogie.
I love to cause he left his vow to the sky. When your black velvet cape and your soul pot hat, bebop baby, the dance is for that. I love to boogie, yes, I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said I love to boogie, I love to boogie, jitterbug.
Into that too. Then it had to end. Okay, I guess all good things must come to an end at some point in time. Hopefully later than sooner. Here is Warren Smith, Rock and Roll Ruby.
Well, I took my ruby tubing on the outskirts of town. She took her high heels off and rolled her stockings down. She put a quarter get a little beat. Everybody started watching all the rhythm in her feet. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll. When Ruby starts a rocking for it, satisfies my soul. Now Ruby started rocking miles 1 o'clock. And when she started rocking, she just couldn't stop. She rocked on the tables and rolled on the floor. With everybody yelling, Ruby rock some more. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll. When Ruby starts to rock and roll, it satisfies my soul. A little bit more. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll. Rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll. When Ruby starts to rock it for it, satisfies my wants to rock. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll, rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll. When Ruby starts to rock and roll, it satisfies my soul. Rock, rock, rock and roll.
There's the ending, guys. There's the ending. Oh, yeah. Cool. Who would have thought you'd get it on a rock and roll song? I love it. All right. Here is Eddie Bond, Rockin' Daddy.
Well, I'm going to get me some rockin' shoes. Then I'm going to rock away all of my blues. I'm a rockin' daddy. Yeah, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Ding-Dong, Tennessee. Well, a cold little mama, hold me tight. We'd set up and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy. Yeah, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Ding-Dong, Tennessee. Thank you. all of my blues are my rockin' daddy. Yeah, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Dingdong, Tennessee. Well, I told little mama, hold me tight. We'd set up and rock 'em all out. I'm a rockin' daddy. Yeah, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from Dingdong, Tennessee. We'd set up and rock 'em all night. I'm a rockin' daddy. Yeah, rockin' daddy. I'm a rockin' daddy from ding dong.
And I wonder if there is such a place. Ding Dong, Tennessee. Probably not. It's too quaint. It's too cool. Can't do that. You can't do that. Not in Tennessee anyway. Hey, you know what? We have one from Elvis. And you're going to like it. Too much.
She was kinda pretty, but my woman, she was also bad. Now she left me early this morning and I got the blues pretty bad. Well, give me the pretty bad blues. Yeah, the pretty bad blues. Lord, Lord, got the blues pretty bad. Well, yes, yeah,
pretty bad.
Oh, Lord, yeah,
pretty bad.
You know that,
pretty bad.
Well, yes, yeah,
pretty bad.
Lord, Lord, blues are pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
have no excuse. I says, don't leave me, love me, baby. She says, oh, what do you do? So I said, give me the pretty bad blues. Well, yes, the pretty bad blues. Lord, Lord, the blues are pretty bad. Well, yes, they're
pretty bad.
You know they're
pretty bad.
Well, yes, they're
pretty bad.
You know they're
pretty bad.
Yes, yes, the blues are pretty bad.
Gopping
with the blues that
pretty bad. I wish you'd give me the pretty bad blues.
Yes, the pretty bad blues. Lord, Lord, the blues are pretty bad. Well, yes, they're
pretty bad.
Oh, Lord, they're
pretty bad.
You know they're
pretty bad.
Well, yes, they're
pretty bad.
Lord, Lord, the blues are pretty bad.
The guitar on there is just killer. I love it. It's not any great skill. It's not any fantastic go down in history solo, but I like it. I just like it. Okay, how about Three Dog Night? Jeremiah was a bullfrog. And you know, this song was not meant to be a song. Three Dog Night had done the music, and their producer wanted to hear words to it, wanted to hear the song. They didn't have any words. So they went in and they just made up words as they went along. It's a nonsense song. It doesn't mean anything. They didn't write the lyrics. They just thought them up on the spot, and this is what they come out with. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Oh,
Yeah. Remember that. You may need that phrase someday. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Hey, you might need to throw somebody off balance a little bit. I mean, you know, that'll work. That'll do it. They'll look at you and go, what are you on? It works great. Yes, I have tried it. It's hilarious. You should give it a shot. It's really fun. Okay. One more Elvis song. A cappella. Am I ready?
One love, one girl, one dream shared by two. Am I ready to fall in love with you? I have touched your lips, and now I know I would be a fool to let you go. Should I, could I, how I wish I knew. Am I ready to fall in love with you?
Now, was that sweet or what? That was sugar sweet. Buttercream frosting sweet. And that's really sweet. Oh, now I need to make a cake and buttercream frosting. Okay. Anyway, oh, yes. Chocolate fudge cake and buttercream frosting. Lemon buttercream frosting. Well, I know what I'm going to be doing for this evening. Anyway, hey, guys, you know what? It's that time again. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the show today because it was fantastic fun. You know, most of those songs were sent to me this morning by John, and they're fantastic. I just kind of built on it and added some of the boogie-woogie and the rock and roll, and he had given me some that kind of started the ball rolling, you know what I mean? And we just ended up with a great rock and roll show, and I hope you guys enjoyed it, because I don't have but maybe two songs left, I think. Three songs. Okay, I got three songs left, but you know what, they'll show up on Thursday unless we have a special theme going, and you never know, we could have something really special on Thursday. We haven't talked about it to decide yet, but you know what, whether it is or whether it isn't, it's gonna be great music. So you gotta show up for it. You don't want to miss it. You really don't want to miss it. And I have to apologize because I just got a message that song wasn't finished when I cut it off, and I'm sorry, it quit playing, so I thought it was done. But you know, YouTube does strange things, so you can never quite tell, and I misjudged that, I guess. So we'll play it again on Thursday. Hey, and I'll just sit and wait in silence for the end. I can do that. I have practice at that, so we're good at that. So, hey, guys, anyway, and thank you, Sue, for coming and being so patient and just kind of sitting there and listening to the show. I hope you had
fun. Oh, you're welcome.
I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, that was
that. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. I always want everybody to enjoy it if they're listening. And we always have great music, really. And when we do 50s, 60s stuff, it's even better. So come on Thursday and see what happens. We haven't decided yet, but you never can tell. It could be more great stuff like 50s and 60s. It could be 70s and 60s. It could be, what the heck, movies, 40s, big band. Who knows? Anything is possible. Don't miss it. because you're going to kick yourself in the hiney butt if you do. So join us. And thank you for joining me today. And everybody out in internet land, thank you for taking the time to click that link and come and join us for the show. I hope you loved it. And remember, you can click on that link anytime and replay a recording of the show. So it's not gone and done just because the live version is over. The recording is still there. So have fun. Enjoy. Play it 20 million times if you want to, or none at all. It's up to you because it's available right there. So, okay, may God bless you and keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay safe, stay well, and above all, be happy. Help somebody, give them a smile. Make their day, okay? And here we go with I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can't my dream come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on. I don't know.
October 11th, 2017.